presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil won their race with death and reached the old lamasery ahead of the Maharaja and his men. Once there, they found Bob and Connie McGuire and prepared to defend themselves against attack. In the meantime, the Maharaja, realizing that he would have little chance to dislodge our friends from their position in daylight, ordered his men to surround the lamasery and wait until nightfall. The cry of a leopard was to be the signal to attack. Still other events were taking place in the hills south of the lamasery. There, Lieutenant Watson reported to his superior, Colonel Hammond, by shortwave radio. He was told to go to the lamasery immediately with his new high-speed tank and to hold the old place until help arrived. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, Bob, and Connie McGuire are on the Lamasery's Great Wall awaiting developments. The sun is slowly dropping out of sight, and a purplish haze gathers over the hill.
Lil, keep down. We don't want the Maharaja to take any more pot shots at us. We might find a mark the next time.
Oh, keep quiet. Anything would be better than this waiting for something to happen.
That's the way I feel, Mr. Brill.
Well, you'll both get action enough in a few minutes. Your friend, Lieutenant Watson, doesn't get back here with his tank. We're going to have a little excitement when it gets dark.
Are the Maharaja and his men still in sight?
No, they separated about 5 minutes ago.
Separated?
Jim, what do you mean?
Exactly what I said, Lil. And if they're doing what I think they are, we're in trouble.
What's happening?
Well, unless I'm wrong, Ivor has put his men all around the place. One or two on each side. He's probably arranged some signal. And when he gives it, we'll be attacked from every direction.
If that happens, somebody's going to get hurt, Bradley.
Yes, and it won't be us, Bob. Start getting those machine guns ready to move.
All right.
What are you going to do, Jim?
Well, as soon as it gets a little darker so Ivor can't see what's going on, the rest of you are going to move to the Tower Lamasery. From there, you can swing your machine guns around in all directions.
It's a swell idea, Jim. What do you mean by the rest of you? You're going with us.
No, I'm not.
What?
Once in the tower, I'll be sure you're safe for a while anyway. Cole and I are going on a little expedition.
Listen, Jim, you're not going back into that jungle, if that's what you're saying.
Oh, no, you mustn't. It's too dangerous.
Dangerous or not, but the chance I'll have to take. Now, listen to me. We know we'll be attacked tonight. We can hold out for a while, but we're low on both ammunition and food. If Lieutenant Watson or Colonel Hampton fail to get here soon, we'd all be in a tough spot.
Well, you're in a nice, pleasant mood.
It's the truth, and we might as well face it, Lil. However, there's one chance of smashing Ivor's whole attack.
Go on, Bradley.
Now, we're pretty sure that his men have separated to surround the lamasery. That means he's alone or with one or two men.
And you're going to try and capture him.
Exactly, Lil. Why, it'd solve everything. Without Ivor to lead them, his men would be helpless. You've already captured the silent one. Now I'm going after the big shot.
Oh, you're crazy, Jim. It's too long a chance.
Wait, Mr. Brill. I think Bradley's right. I'll go with him.
Oh, no, Bob.
No. You're needed here, McGuire. I'll take Cola with me. Well, come on now. Let's get started. Mrs. McGuire, I wonder if you'd go and call Cola for me.
Of course.
Bill, you and Bob get the machine guns ready to move.
Right. All right, but I think you're crazy. If we all stay here...
We haven't got time to argue now, Lil. Let me have your glasses, please. I want a last look around before it gets too dark.
All right over here. This gun's ready.
I'll have this one ready in a minute. You see anything, Jim?
Nope. Nothing, Lil. Oh, here's Colo now. We'll go out and find out what's going on. Colo.
Yes, it's one.
Leave your rifle here with Lil. You've got your revolver?
Yes, it's one.
Good. You and I are going on another little trip.
Be ready, it's one.
Right. We'll drop over the wall into the brush right here. It's dark enough now. Take care of things, Lil. We'll be seeing you.
Jim, be careful. Don't take any chance.
Don't worry about us, Lil. Just get up in that tower and take care of yourself. Colo and I will be back and we'll bring Ivor with us. All right now, Colo. Jump. Now, come on, Colo. Keep down, Colo. Ivor can't be far away from here.
We catch him, Juan.
Well, we're going to have a try at it anyway, Colo. Keep close to me, Colo. Pretty dark here. Unless I'm mistaken, Ivor is somewhere near the front gate. Let's see. That's this way, Colo. Did you do that, Colo?
No, Tuan. No, he's come from there.
Wait a minute, Colo. Be careful now.
Listen, Tuan.
Throw up your hands, Bradley.
Run, Colo! Run! Yes.
Less than a mile to the south, another scene is taking place. Six new type army tanks have just rolled into position beside a seventh.
Oh, Colonel Hammond. I didn't expect you to reach here so soon, sir.
No more did I, Watson. I'd hardly finished talking to you by wireless when I was informed the new tanks were ready for action. I tried to raise you immediately, but you've already taken your portable antenna down.
We've moved up several miles since then, Colonel.
Yeah.
I brought my tank to the top of this bluff, believing it would be less dangerous than attempting to enter the lamasery in the darkness.
Yes, well, you were quite right in doing so, Lieutenant. This position here gives you command of the entire situation. It's fortunate we found you. Now, what has happened below us?
Nothing so far, Colonel. Private Harrington is on watch. I told him to report if he saw anyone approaching the lamasery from any direction. From here, I knew I could intercept them before they reached the wall.
Yes, yes, it's quite so. Let's go over and have a look for ourselves. I want to familiarize myself with the surroundings.
Righto, sir. Very fortunate for the moon, sir. Not very bright, but it's light enough to see the lamasery rather distinctly.
However, crawling men could swarm the walls by approaching through the tall grass there.
I hardly think Ibor would use those tactics, sir. He doesn't suspect that we're here.
Perhaps you're right. Well, here we are.
Oh, there's Harrington. I say, Harrington, have you seen anything?
No one's approached the old place, sir.
That's good.
However, there's been some action within the walls. Here, take the glasses, sir.
Yes.
Now, if you pick out the Lamasery's tower, sir.
Mm-hmm. Right, sir. That's it.
When I started watching, the people were on the north wall. However, they seemed to be carrying things back and forth from the wall to the building, sir.
Yeah?
I finally made out their purpose, sir. They've moved from the north wall to the tower.
You're right. I say, Colonel Hammond, my friends have put up their machine guns on the Lamasery's tower. There are two of them on watch. I can see their figures silhouetted against the sky.
An excellent move, Lieutenant.
You know, I was thinking, sir, it would be easy to signal to them. One of the tanks could be moved to this position and the searchlights turned on.
No, I'm afraid not. Searchlights might attract the ball's attention. I have a better plan. Explain this territory to me. We are south, I believe.
Yes, sir, that's right, sir. The northern trail is on the opposite side of the old place. You can see it with the glasses.
Never mind. Lemester's gates are down here, to our right.
That's it, sir.
Very well. We'll leave one tank up here for observation purposes. The others will... What was that?
There was some action started, sir. Those shots came from near the Lemester's gate.
Private Harrington is right, Colonel.
It's Ibor. He's here. Come on, let's go into action at once. Attention, men. Man the tanks. Further orders will be given by wireless. Harrington, turn on my wireless.
Right, sir.
Stand by for orders. Lieutenant Watson will fall into position on my left. Tank ZX-4, 5, and 6, right wing formation. Tank ZX-7, 8, and 10, left wing formation. Machine gunners to their posts. Searchlights darkened and ready for action. That is all. Tank squadron forward.
While this scene has been taking place on the bluff south of the Lamasery, quite a different scene has been enacted on the Lamasery Tower. There, Shanghai Lil, Bob, and Connie McGuire have been straining their eyes to pierce the darkness.
Mr. Brill.
What's the matter, Bob? You see something?
Look, on the north wall. There's someone climbing it, on the side toward the gate.
Might be him. Just one man.
Let me have that gun.
Bob, don't shoot yet. It might be Coral or Jungle Jim.
Connie's right, Bob. Wait.
I'll fire over his head. If Jim or Cole, they'll call out. But someone else will try to get away.
Bob, hold it. It's Kolu. I can see him now.
Mr. Lynn.
Kolu, we're in the tower.
He's coming, Mr. Brill. He's going in the door now.
But why is he alone? Where's Jungle Jim?
Well, that's what I want to know. Why did Jim take this chance? If we'd all stayed here together...
Kolu's coming up the stairs.
Missy Lynn.
Kolu, where's Jim? What's happened?
Missy, Tuan be captured. Oh. Maharaja.
What's that? The Maharaja's made Jim his prisoner?
Yes, he catched Tuan Jim in jungle. Jim tell Kolu, run.
I knew something like this would happen. Where did this happen, Kolu?
In jungle by gate, Missy. Maharaja there with men. He see I come, grab Tuan Jim.
I'd like to get my hands on him. Bob, do you think that
we could go after Jim? No, that'd be suicide, Mr. Bill.
But we just can't stand here and do nothing. Jim's out there in the darkness somewhere. He may be dead for all we know. I'm going after him.
Mr. Vril, come back here.
Please, Mr. Vril, you'll be killed. You can't go. Damn it, only stayed here.
Listen to me. Lieutenant Watson may be here any minute. Certainly by morning, we can do nothing until then.
Well, I suppose you're right.
The Maharaja wouldn't dare to kill Jungle Jim Bradley, Mr. Vril.
That's what you think. What was that?
Just a prowling animal.
Bob, get your gun. That wasn't any animal. It was a signal.
Listen. Listen, they're coming. They're coming. Look, two men near the gate.
There's more coming over the northern wall.
Bob, hold your fire.
Why?
Jungle Jim may be with them. Kolu, run downstairs. Make sure that every door leading up here is locked and bolted.
Yes. There's two more coming over that southern wall. They're both natives. I can see them.
Careful, Bob, if you should hit Jim.
Don't you worry, I won't. I'm probably with the ones at the front gate. There are at least three or four there.
Listen, Bob. Listen, what's that? I hear motors.
What? Connie, you're right. Listen.
Bob, look. The south. There's something moving through the grass.
I see them. They're tanks, Bob. They've turned on their searchlights. You can see them clearly.
They're here, Mr. Brill, and just in time.
Bob! Tanks opened fire on the Maharaja.
Mr. Brill, isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful? Where are you told? We've got to stop them. Jungle Jim is with the Maharaja and his men. He'll be killed.
Is Jungle Jim Bradley safe, or is he caught between the Lamassery's wall and the advancing machine guns on the tanks? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.